everyone, it's Healthy Dave here from myhealthandliving.com. I appreciate you joining us today. My Health and Living is all about natural health measures to live a healthy life, along with alternative remedies to help you avoid sickness, heal your ailments, and maintain a youthful state. Are you maintaining your body to the best performance? I hope so. Well, we're very excited about this week because we are talking about the ultimate healthy snack for your hungry big kids. And when I say big kids, you don't have to be a child to be a big kid. In fact, I never grew up. Why should I? I enjoy being me. Anyway, today we're talking about the healthy snacks and the alternative to eating sugar and those other chemical-laden snacks which are so readily available on the shelves of the supermarket today. What can we do? What can you do for your family? And how can we live and eat a little better in our life by choosing the correct snacks? And when I mean snacks, I mean the type of food you just grab in between meals just to tie you over until you have some dinner or your lunch, etc. A snack can be anything. And we find there is so many available today, and that's what we're talking about. Very excited about the different types, because you can literally eat healthy and literally eat all day and not worry about what you're throwing into your mouth. So the question is, do you have some great snacks that you'd like to share? Do you have some great snacks which you know are healthy and are not laden with chemicals or sugar? I hope so, because there are so many available. So why is it important to talk about snacks? Well, believe it or not, the reason why a lot of people are overweight and have health issues is because they constantly eat other stuff which they're not supposed to. It's the incorrect types of foods which they continually put into their mouth. And the reason that is because we generally get bored, we generally need some sort of additional nutrition, some energy level boosts, and many other reasons as well, but the main reason is because it's there in front of us. So, what happens if you replace these things with other healthy alternatives? Would it do you better? Absolutely. And if you are part of a family with kids, this is most important because kids are always saying, "I'm hungry, Mum, can I have something to eat?" Or, "Can I have something to snack on before lunch? I'm going out to play with my friends, can I have a snack?" And it's important because kids are constantly growing and you've got to feed their great appetite, especially when they're energetic and they just love to run around. And they just want to consume and move on. They don't particularly care what they put in their mouth, but if you feed them the great alternative, the healthy alternative, they won't know the difference and they'll just move on. And there's a little trick I'll share with you later. And it's most important that you grab this one because it works a treat in my household. So if you're stuck without a healthy alternative and you want to satisfy your cravings with a light snack, or you're feeling peckish when you're out and about, well, there is a great choice and there's a great way to get around these problems as well. We have to think smart and we have to think of great combinations of food because it's not all about being plain and boring. It's about eating a great variety and taste. After all, God gave us taste for a reason. We may as well fulfill and use them to the best of our ability, in a healthy manner, that is. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I too have children, and they are constantly asking for things to eat. They're constantly asking for an additional snack, and it could be in the middle of the day, in between meals, and all of a sudden they realize that they're hungry and they wander up and say, "Mum, can I have something to eat?" Or, "Dad, can I have something to eat?" And it's good to be able to feed them some other great alternatives. Rather than just going straight for the packaged foods out of the cupboard, we can give them some great health alternatives. And these are some of the things that you can do in your day as well. And if you live a very busy life like us, then there's absolutely no excuse as to why we can't do this. And I know we all get busy and we get waylaid and we forget to do a little bit of shopping here and there and we get stuck with nothing in the cupboard. So we got to think a little bit clever. We've got to put our imagination to the test and absolutely make something work, almost something from nothing. Especially from the kids' point of view, they like to have something which is fulfilling. And if you're a big kid, like you're going to work and you're an adult, but you're still a big kid, well then, you're probably the same. You love to have snacks through the day, and you want to have something fulfilling to tie you over to the next meal. So instead of reaching for the chocolate bar, instead of reaching for the crisps or the chips, there is a great alternative, and here it is. Fruit and vegetables. Yes, I said it. That's right. And it might seem plain as Jane and obvious as. However, if you look at these things and think a little bit differently, then there won't be any reason why you can't snack on these things as well. And as I mentioned before, it works very well in my household, and the kids love what I give them because you present it in such a way that it is nice. Now, some of the best snacks that we have in our house is snow peas and green string beans and carrots and celery. And there's a little trick that you have to make sure is 100% correct before you offer these things out. And that is that they have to be fresh and they have to be snap and crispy. If they're not, and if they're floppy or a little bit old, then they're going to have a bitter taste to them and you'll immediately turn your family off these snacks for good before you even really start. So, before you hand out your snow peas or your green string beans to your family or your children or your spouse or your partner or even for yourself, make sure they are fresh and crispy. And there's a real taste difference. And you might think, yeah, well, there's not much difference, but there is. It goes bitter once it becomes old, and it's not really nice. So, to make a great snack, what we do is we grab a little lunchbox, and we grab about 3 or 4 little snow peas, and about 3 or 4 green string beans. You know, the long, bendy ones. They're about probably 100 mil long, millimeters long, and they are really deep green, and they've got a stalk on the end, and you just snap them off. And if you snap them in two, they've got little peas or little bean things inside. That's what I mean about snow peas and green string beans. Really crispy, really deep green, and really tasty. The other thing is carrots. I get about half a carrot, and I slice it up. And yes, if you peel it, it doesn't taste as bitter. But the trick with carrots is you need to make sure that they are fresh and young. If you get old carrots, they are really bitter, and we call them horse carrots because really they're only fit for the horse. Even if you juice them, it still produces a really bitter taste. So with carrots, make sure it's really fresh and young, and small carrots are really sweet, and they're really good. And if you couple that with some snow peas and green beans, and about half a celery stalk, and chop that up as well, you'll end up with a little variety of very good snacks, and that is snow peas, green string beans, carrots, and celery sticks. They're great, raw food, and they snap really easy, and they make a nice crunch when you bite into them. Our kids love it, and they always have loved it, because we've always presented it in such a fun and loving manner. You chop it up well, you keep it young and fresh, and when you present them to the children and make a little game of it, they eat it up, no problems whatsoever. Even so that they are now 10 and 11 years old, they still really enjoy these snacks. They're really easy to get out of the fridge and share. They're really easy to put into their lunchbox when they go to school. And they're really great because if they're already pre-cut and put into a sealed container in the fridge, it's just a matter of opening the fridge up, opening the container, and there they are ready to go, all chopped up ready. You don't have to worry about having to peel them or cut them or anything. If you do all of this beforehand, it makes so much more sense because the children can literally walk up to the fridge and grab these snacks at any time. And you know what? We don't mind that they go to the fridge and grab these snacks because they're so good. Now, these are only some of the really basic snacks, and there is so many more. And that is, have you ever tried eating a raw asparagus stem? It is really nice and crispy. It's quite nice. And you might think, oh, I'm not sure about this, but if it's fresh and young, it is really quite sweet. It's great. And the other thing with raw foods is if you chop it really small and keep it away from the air so it doesn't go all brown and horrible, it is really tasty. Another one we use is sweet potato. Now, I say that, you might go, oh, I'm not sure about that, but I dare you to go to the fridge, chop up a small piece of sweet potato and eat it raw, provided it's a young one and not old and bitter, you'll quite really enjoy the taste. Now that is a low GI food, really good for power-packed energy, and it lasts a while too. It fills you up, and it is very, very sweet. It's great. I suppose that's why they call it sweet potato. We also eat raw broccoli stem. Now, the top of the floret is a little bit bitter, and I'm not too sure about that myself. However, the stem itself, the stem of the broccoli, or the broccoli, is really, really tasty. Nice and fresh and crisp, and to tell you the truth, I can eat a whole stem in a matter of minutes, because it is so easy, it's really chewy, and it's just great. Not to mention it's packed with full of nutrition and a lot of chlorophyll as well, which is great for the body. Okay, I've probably made enough mention of these vegetables and even pieces of fruit before, like apples and oranges and kiwi fruit and mangoes and raspberries and blueberries and strawberries. They're all great. They're all great. However, what about something a little bit different? And this is the secret to what we say is the ultimate snack food for hungry big kids. And that is, it's a banana smoothie or a mango smoothie. They go down a treat. They're really filling and they taste delicious. And guess what? They've got no sugar. And that's the best bit. They are really healthy. They are really filling. They are great for you. And there's no sugar. And everybody loves it. So, here's what we add to our mango smoothie. We add a mango. We obviously peel it and get rid of the seed. But that's a whole mango flesh, whole milk, and a tablespoon of honey, and some raspberries, about 3 drops of vanilla extract, and some ice cubes, 1 whole egg, obviously just the egg, not the shell, and even maybe 1/2 banana. It depends on how thick you want to make it. You put that in a mixer or a blender, and you mix it right up, and it is absolutely scrumptious. Now, we like to do this every week if we can, because it is just so delicious. Everyone loves it. It's really, really good. Now, the reason it's the ultimate health snack food is because it fills them up immediately, and it gives them great energy for 2 to 3 hours afterwards, and they don't keep coming back and saying, I'm hungry, within that 2-hour period. It really does fill them up. You just got to be careful you don't give it to them too close to another meal time, like lunchtime. If you give it too close to lunch, then they won't eat their lunch, so it's a great afternoon tea snack. So what are the other great snacks that we like to talk about? Well, one of my favorites is popcorn. Just plain old popcorn. It's very, very cheap, and it goes a long way, and it keeps them occupied for a long time as well. Now, that's just plain popcorn with no additives, and you just get the kernels, and you can even do it in the microwave if you wish. And you basically put it in a brown paper bag, and you probably put about 1/4 cup of kernels into a brown paper bag, and you fold the end of the brown paper bag over about 2 to 3 times, and you make sure all the kernels are laying flat in the brown paper bag on the microwave shelf itself, on the turntable. And you cook it for about 1 minute, and by that stage you should hear the popping of the popcorn in the brown paper bag. And after 1 minute, you stop the microwave and you shake it about. And you make sure you shake it about, because if it starts to stick to the sides of the brown paper bag, it will actually burn. So after that minute, if they haven't all popped, or the majority haven't popped, you put it back in there for about another 30 seconds. And you'll hear them going popping and popping and popping. And you then shake it about again. And by that stage, after about a minute and a half to maybe 2 minutes, all of the kernels should be popped. They are nice and hot, and it will do a snack for your children very, very well. And the good thing is that it is ready within 2 to 3 minutes. From start to finish, there's your snack. It is great. It is great for you. There is no additives. You don't have to worry about sugar or salt levels. You don't have to worry about any MSG or flavorings, or even fatty saturated butter all over the thing. It is just absolutely wonderful. It is really good for you. Okay, now what's another great snack that we love to share is avocado on crackers. Now here's the secret, just plain avocado, not everyone likes. But if you get some rice crackers and you put some avocado on it, similar to guacamole, you spread some avocado on it, just straight off the avocado itself, nice and soft and green. Then you lay a fresh tomato slice on top, and you put some cracked pepper and a little bit of salt on it. Now that, my friend, is one great snack. It is good for afternoon teas and great for morning teas, even at school as well. And even adults, the big kids, we love them as well. It is really, really filling once you have about 4 or 5 of them. Hey, I must admit, I do enjoy them. And everyone loves it. In fact, when we have afternoon teas at home with the children when they come home from school, they sit down and we can demolish a whole avocado and a whole half a packet of rice crackers and a whole tomato easily within 5 to 10 minutes just by talking, sitting around the table and dipping and eating avocado to our heart's content on crackers. It really does wonders. Now, another great snack I find, especially for the lunchbox, is a banana. A banana has full of potassium, and it is great for energy for your growing children as well. And it gives them that spark within probably 10 to 15 minutes of having a banana. You will notice that your energy levels will boost higher, and you'll be able to go out and do a lot more things. They are really, truly great snack food. That's what you want your kids to do. You want them to have a burst of energy, which is healthy energy, so they can go run off and really enjoy being a child, to run around, just to burn off some energy. And that's the good thing about snacks. You don't have to give them a full meal. You can just give them a light snack between so, and they will be able to have a lot more energy to run around and just enjoy being a child. Now, another snack we add to their lunchbox, and also afternoon teas or morning teas, is fresh cheese. And I don't mean the plastic cheese, which is all wrapped up. I mean real cheese made from real milk. That is full of proteins, and it is great with essential fats as well. It gives them a great energy boost, and is very filling as well. And I'm saying a couple of cubes of cheese, perhaps with a couple of crackers, and even some other grapes and some nuts surrounding that as well. And you'll find that they really, truly enjoy this snack. Now, I mentioned nuts. You have to be careful with nuts because some children are allergic to nuts, and you'll know your own child anyway. But if you do have friends over, just check that they're not allergic to peanuts before you serve up peanuts. And with all of that in mind, let's go to a short break, and we'll be back in seconds.
Discover whether you have a fat-burning kitchen or a fat-storing kitchen. This little secret can not only save you hundreds of dollars, but also kilograms of excess unwanted fat too, all by What's in Your Food Cupboard. Secure your copy today at www.whathealthfood.com/fatburnkitchen. This is for a limited time only. Remember, it's the Fat Burning Kitchen. www.whathealthfood.com/fatburnkitchen. Download your copy.
There's many different types of nuts. We personally love almonds, we love macadamia nuts, there's also peanuts, cashews, pecan nuts, walnuts, and many others as well. And don't forget the seed variety as well, and there's sunflower seeds, there's even goji berries, There's sultanas and other things like this which you can all be mixed in together to have a healthy nut mix, if you could say, with cashews and almonds and sunflower seeds and even pumpkin seeds, which are a great source of zinc as well. Now, do you see what's happening? We're talking about snacks here, and everything we've mentioned so far is super great for you. It is not full of fat, it is not laden with other chemicals or sugars, and yet we've spelt out probably at least 20 or 30 snacks which are great for you and your children. They really help tie over the parts where in between meals where you're just a little bit peckish and you need something to carry you over. I tell you what, the ultimate health snacks are there, and if you really give them a great combination of these, then they will actually appreciate it and they will ask for these types of snacks again. So why don't you do an experiment? And that is, why don't you, instead of feeding your child some packaged foods, instead feed them some of these as a combination or a mixture, where you can have some grapes and some snow peas and some nuts, some seeds, even out of avocado on crackers. And you see what their reaction is after you sit down and you eat that. You see what their reaction is when you eat this with them and you sit down and you talk in a conversation with them about their day, and you watch their face light up as they're eating these things, especially if these vegetables, as we mentioned before, are crispy and they're not bendy. They're fresh and everyone loves them. Now, I'm not saying to race out and give them a whole bowl full. I'm only talking about one or two little sticks or carrot sticks or little pieces of celery sticks or even a snow pea here and there. Introduce these things slowly and you watch them, that they will eventually love these things in their diet every day as a snack. I'm not talking about as a meal, but as a snack. And raw vegetables really do them wonders. And if you look at your fruit, a great combination of fruit, mixing it up and chopping it up and making a little bit of a fruit salad for an afternoon tea as well, or even for their lunchbox, is great. You just have to watch though, when you do chop up fruit, it does start to brown and oxidize pretty quickly. So you have to either spread a little bit of lemon juice on the top of it to seal it off just so it doesn't go brown, or to keep it into a sealed container. Or best yet, give it to them whole. Allow them to bite into a fresh apple. Allow them to peel their own banana. Watermelon is another great fruit, which is fantastic for hot days. It gives them bursting energy because it's full of natural sugars, and it is very filling as well. Now, sure, you need to supplement it with something else later because you do burn through watermelon pretty quickly. But, as you see, this group of snacks has just filled your whole cupboard and your whole fridge. You could do this every single day and stand out as a bit of a hero for trying different foods. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. They're all really wonderful fruits, and they mean so much to your body. So why not go out and buy some? Why not give it to your family as a snack? It is a great alternative to packaged foods. I know I've laboured on this point, but it is very important that you understand that there are so many foods out there which are just great tasting and wonderful in terms of really great taste and great nutrition all at the same time. Okay, now it's time for last week's question. We're going to answer that, and that was, what similitude does an avocado have to the human body? And the answer, of course, it is like the human pregnancy. If you look at half an avocado, it looks like a baby in a womb. And if you look at the botanical name for avocado, it really means a large berry containing a single seed. And if you look at a pregnancy in a human, that's generally what happens. Now, I understand you get twins sometimes or triplets, but generally you can get a baby in a womb, and if you hold an avocado up, it looks like a baby in a womb. It takes approximately 40 weeks from the flower to the mature fruit, which is approximately the same as a human baby. Now, why is avocado so good for you, for pregnancy especially? It's full of folate, which is the key to your baby's development, both at conception and throughout your whole first trimester. So avocados, we mentioned before, are great snack foods. They're also great for pregnancy as well. They're a great source of fiber, potassium, and vitamin C and K and folate and B6. And it is amazing that avocados can be so filling. And you think, yeah, they're great by themselves, but if you add it to a nice cracker or on toast or even just plain bread, they are fantastic. So if you're thinking of having a baby, well, get into some avocados. They're the healthy, unsaturated fat, which are really good for you and for your unborn baby as well. Okay, now we're coming to the point where we're going to ask another question. What's next week's question? And that is, do you know the 7 principles of health? Next week, we're going to be talking on the principles of health, and we're going to go into some detail about each aspect. So I hope you can join us next week when we talk about the 7 principles of health and how you can apply them in your everyday life. Well, that almost brings us to a close of the show. I really appreciate you being here. I trust that you can use some of these snacks in your everyday life. Feed them to your kids, feed them to your partner, to yourself. Don't be afraid to eat these yourself as well. And the ultimate snack food, which was the mango smoothie. Absolutely delicious. You've got to try it out. It's really nice. Just remember, too, you can download your free report on healthy living and healthy eating at myhealthandliving.com/free report. It's also a nutritional report there and a training guide as well for fitness. So I urge you to go grab your free copy today. And by all means, share this with your friends and join us on Facebook at facebook.com/myhealthandliving. By all means, share this with your friends and talk about it, because after all, sharing good snack ideas with your friends will make a healthier world for everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. I trust that you're going to have a great week and try and really enjoy your My Health and Living.